Well, good morning. It's Yvonne Silver. Welcome to the Words That Women and Wisdom Show. And as you know, this show is designed to showcase amazing women who've had such a wonderful story to share, had some really intriguing adventures. Many of them have risen from some type of adversity. Confidence now is the focus, but they were in a state of chaos. So it's chaos to confidence, tragedy to triumph in many of the stories. And today I have a really intriguing guest with me. It was actually interesting last week. We actually met at a women's event. Thank you, Patricia Morgan, for hosting that event, gathering women speakers together. So I'm meeting today with Patrina Shell, and she has a really interesting story to share. I'm going to let her talk to her story, and then I'm going to loop back at the end a little bit more about her biography. So welcome, Patrina. Glad to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So the Words, Women, and Wisdom show, as I said, is really about helping other women to have hope that even if they're going through something that is extremely adverse right now, that they can actually come out the other side of it. Now you have a beautiful story to share, and I know that I just got a tidbit the other day and I was really intrigued. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, your words, and how you got started on this amazing adventure you're on right now.
Well, it all originated. I'm from a small town in Northwest Territories, and I grew up with quite a lot of adversities and, pardon the cat, and oh my gosh. So I did have to endure a lot of extreme bullying between at school, at home, just a lot of abuse and. And it took me a lot to come out of that. When I finished high school, I was a shattered human being and completely broken, being held together, I would say, by a sack of skin. So it took everything I had in myself to get up every morning and face the world. Now, my passion for traveling started at a very young age. I was always very much wanting to travel at any opportunity I had. So when the opportunity arose for me to go and do my first volunteer project abroad, I was right on that. I was going to college in Calgary. I was on a big trajectory of rebuilding my life and my character and my confidence. So I applied for this volunteer project and got accepted. Little did I know when I left to go travel the world that the world had bigger plans for me and I was destined to be going all over the place with amazing opportunities. So that's where it all began. And from there, I ended up actually leading volunteer projects in the jungles of Central and South America for 2.5 years. I went as a volunteer and they liked me so much they offered me a position as a group leader.
Isn't that amazing how that very often happens where we do such great work that they want to continue to have you on board? I just want to touch back for a moment or two. You talked a little bit about this concept of being bullied at school. And I know sometimes I have a special needs son, so he's special. He's different. And he doesn't look like he's necessarily physically disabled, or it's not evident from just glancing across the room that there's something different and unique about him. So when he starts talking, that's when people sort of do a double take very often. They realize there's something unique about him. And the opportunity for him to get bullied at school was quite strong. So do you have a sense of what it was? I'm just wondering if there's any learnings from that experience that you could share with the listeners that would help maybe prevent them from being in that same space of being bullied. What was it that they, why did they pick on you, do you think?
Well, that's a very tricky ground because a lot of times, especially as children, we can't control how other people treat us and we can't control being in or out of a situation. However, it would have been good at the time if I was more mentally equipped to understand that it was never me. That was not a me problem because I took the weight on of the world on my shoulders. And instead of blaming anyone else, I blamed myself. And I started to believe all these awful things that were being said to me. And I was stuck in a rock and a hard place because, you know, I was getting bullied at home and at school, and I just couldn't get, I wasn't able to get away from it. However, if I would have understood at the time that it really wasn't a reflection of who I am as a human being or my character, I would have been able to brush it off and just let it go a lot easier rather than having it affect me for so long and affect my confidence and my happiness as a human being. It's truly just understanding that those are people projecting their own fears and insecurities onto you. Right. And it truly isn't a you thing. So I think that would have been the biggest tool I could have had if I was given anything at the time, and still with no way out, if I had to still go through that, if I would have had that mindset tool and understanding, it would have been totally different.
Okay. So mindset shift, for sure. Not believing what other people say about you. And I talk about that in my book as well. You know, that's just their opinion. It's not truth, right? And then also you talked about something happening at home too. So, you know, when you're seeing that in a home environment as a norm, it probably also fosters believing that this is, you know, okay behavior at school as well.
Yep, and you know what? And I didn't think it was okay. It was just, again, understanding, and especially as an adult looking back, you just definitely understand the situation a lot more. You understand that if people feel the need to put other people down, like, it really is their own inner turmoil going on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a happy whole person doesn't have to make another person feel less than happy and whole.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, thank you. We like to try to grab, these nuggets as they come up before we lose the thread. So, the trip overseas, so that was a volunteering trip. And how did you learn about that opportunity? Because I'm sure there's lots of listeners saying, wow, I want to go on that kind of opportunity. Tell me more about the start of that too.
Well, there's plenty of different organizations to go volunteer with. This one, at that time, I was with a coworker, because I also worked at a restaurant while I was going to college. And she was going, and she told me about it. And it just seemed like perfect to go on a trip like that with someone that I know, because it was my first time going abroad. And I just figured, well, that's a great opportunity for me to, like, ease my way into it, because my dream has been to travel the world. So that's when I decided to apply. Because she spoke very highly of it. Her brother had already done a project with him. So, you know, I knew that it was a good organization to go with. That was when I decided to put my application in. And when they accepted me, then I had to raise a lot of money, and which was great because it challenges you. And I had a lot of help from my mom raising that money and getting out there to businesses and, you know, writing letters. So yeah, once I raised all the money to go, then that was that.
I was curious, did you do like a Kickstarter campaign or something like that to raise the funds?
No, at that time, there was no such thing as Kickstarter. At that time, there wasn't even Facebook yet. So, yeah, I definitely didn't do anything like that. It was more writing letters to businesses. And, you know, it's a tax write-off for them because it is a charitable organization. So that was quite easy. It just took a lot of getting out there and talking to people.
Now your organization is a pursuit of life. So travel, lifestyle, and radiant health for the millennial woman. Love that description. So that no doubt evolved from your experience. So let's keep going with the story. So you got invited to stay on as a volunteer. So what happened after that?
That's when they offered me the position as a group leader. So I had to, first of all, learn Spanish, as they did tell me, if I'm leading projects in Spanish-speaking countries, I have to speak Spanish. So they asked me, like, would you be able to learn Spanish? And I was like, absolutely. They're like, how long would it take you? So I told them, well, give me 3 months, and I'll be able to speak Spanish. And they're like, okay, well, then your first project will be in English Guyana in South America, as they speak Creole in the jungle there. So I flew back to Canada to do my wilderness first aid training and some different courses. And I also got a kit from the chapter's bookstore to speak Spanish. I spent like 4 hours in Chapters Bookstore looking at every Spanish kit to find one that really resonated with me. Again, this was before we had everything online. Now we have it at our fingertips on our phone if we want to learn another language. At that time, I didn't. So I bought the kit and I transferred it all onto an MP3 player. And when I was in the jungle in English Guyana, leading my first project, well, my second project, first project as a group leader, I would practice every night my Spanish. I would listen to it on my MP3 player. I would sleep with it going. And by the end of that project, I was starting to get a very good grasp on Spanish. I was even teaching some of my volunteers some Spanish. And I went into northern Brazil because I had time off to travel before my next project. And as I got into northern Brazil, nobody speaks English there. They only speak Portuguese. And if they speak another language, it's Spanish. So suddenly I was using this language that I hadn't even used yet, that I just taught myself to learn another language. And I found it very interesting that I'm like using Spanish to learn Portuguese. And I was like, wow, it really is working. I'm going to learn Spanish. And then it just progressively got there.
So truly an international learner and very diverse in your abilities and a quick study by the sound of it too.
Took a lot of repetition.
So what were the highlights of your trip in Brazil? Anything in particular that you would recommend or any particular learnings that you gained along the way that would be useful information for the listeners?
Oh my goodness. Well, I learned a lot, particularly it started in the beginning when I was in northern Brazil, suddenly learning a language through a language that I had never used before, which goes to show just how capable we are to learn and adapt to situations. And all we have to do is apply ourselves and we can easily adapt to different situations. I crossed the Amazon by boat and that was one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my life. So if I was going to recommend doing something, I would say absolutely, if you had the opportunity to cross the Amazon, because it's an amazing experience. And it just sounds cool when you can say it, cross the Amazon. You know, for those reasons, just go and do it. Also, you know, southern Brazil is absolutely amazing. And you do find a lot more English speaking down there. So, yeah, I would highly recommend going to the south and going to the beaches. One of my favorite things is when you're on the beach, these men come by with carts and they're selling either drinks, or one of my favorites was corn on the cob. They walk with these massive pots of fresh corn on the cob and they put butter on it for like $1 and get fresh corn on the cob. That was one of my things. And then followed by a nice fresh coconut that they keep in a fridge that they push around. So it's a nice cold coconut that they cut open for you. Those are like things I'll never forget about Brazil.
Lovely. Well, it's no wonder now that you're, you know, passionate about travel and adventure. And also about, you know, living this high vibe life, inspiring, sharing with others, really focusing on bringing that experience to others so that they can live the happiest and healthiest and most adventurous life. So tell me a little bit more about the health vibe, the health interest, because you're also trained as a massage therapist, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That began, so I'm Métis. My Métis heritage is Cree. And I grew up with my grandma out in the forest picking plants and saps, and everything was always very natural. And so that was kind of ingrained in me from a very young age, and it's something that I've taken with me throughout my whole life. So I do as much as I can to prevent things from happening in life. So it's really about self-care now. Better you take care of yourself now, then the less you will have to deal with in the future, or when you do have to deal with things, it will be to a lesser extent as if you haven't taken the time to do the self-care and to lay the foundation. So, for instance, even when I go to Africa or any country with malaria, I protect myself naturally against malaria. When you understand what you're dealing with, such as malaria is a parasite, and you can figure out the ways to make your body very anti-parasitic, you can definitely protect yourself with other alternatives. As well as, you know, I summited Mount Kilimanjaro earlier this year, and I protected myself naturally against altitude sickness, because again, when you understand what you're dealing with, then you can take preventative measures to have less adversities from it. And, you know, with altitude, what happens is as we go higher, your blood starts to get thicker. And if when your blood's thick, your body can't transfer the oxygen to all your vital organs. When you take steps to thin your blood, you're going to have a lot less problems. So I try and do everything as natural as possible so that, you know, we can also get better with age. I love that every year I can be better than the year before. I can feel better. I can look more vibrant. Age really is a gift rather than looking at it the opposite way of, you know, as we get older, we're losing all of our vitality and things. No, we can definitely put it in the reverse and really get better with age.
Absolutely. And I think that our mindset plays such an important part in that. You know, certainly for myself, I think I get taken for a lot younger than I actually am. Part of that is, again, you know, the lifestyle, you know, the loving family and trying to de-stress. If I think about, you know, 4 years ago, I actually had rebranded my organization back then. And originally, when I first started working with women, when I first finished my executive coach designation, I was working under the brand of the Shattered Ceiling, which women love because they got it about breaking through the glass ceiling at work. And yet it was a very masculine energy, mm-hmm. very sort of harsh energy, aggressive almost versus assertive. And eventually having taken on projects that were quite lucrative projects versus heart-based projects, it ended up that I burned out. And so I had to learn how to come back from that and how to operate my business differently. And that's when the brand Flourish was born. It was a completely different energy. It was about new growth. It was about positivity and only working with clients that I love and taking a stand for that. And also being more conscious about business as well. So it's that natural evolution and leveraging what's happening well in nature and bringing that into my business. So made a huge, huge difference. So you also climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. So that was quite a feat, I am sure. So yeah. Were you traveling in a group to do that? Were you paired up or how did that come about?
So yeah, I actually went with a group called Ugo Travel for Change. And it's an amazing organization. It was the first project that I went on not as a leader, since I led volunteer projects years ago. So I was definitely like interested to see how that was going to go because I'm so used to being the one in charge and leading. They were so incredibly amazing. And what Ugo does is they create trips for women. So it's like a transformational personal development trip. And it's for women. And you go, you do volunteer work. So first you give back. And then you do something like push yourself out of your comfort zone so that you can really grow. And on this particular trip, we went to Tanzania and we worked with the Dare Women's Foundation and we did some volunteer work for them. We built a perimeter wall on a piece of land they had donated to them. And now they're going to start building a home that women or even men, if they really need it, can go to, like, you know, reestablish their lives after going through trauma. Mm. So we're actually going back in 2020 and I'll be joining Ugo again next year to go and start this building. So that's very exciting. And the second half of the project was summiting Kilimanjaro. So we all had our little roommates and tent mates that were our roommates for the whole project, including Kilimanjaro. And even on the mountain every day, we were doing our personal development things and, you know, coaching sessions and really just taking it all in. I'd never thought that summiting a mountain would change my life, but summiting that mountain completely changed my life, the trajectory of my life and my whole being. It was spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. It was so many things.
Mm. So how did it change you?
It really showed me that I am capable of so much more. I mean, I already get out there and do a lot, but there's more, I have more in me. And it really strengthened my determination and my drive, because if I could do that, I was like, wow, I could do anything. I could do so much more. And a lot of that too was, you know, self-talk on that mountain, because when your body is doing crazy things and it's just like so much going on. Yeah, you have to really have hold of your mindset and be in tune with your body, because you also have to know, is your body capable of adapting and dealing with it? Because also altitude is a dangerous thing. You know, if you push yourself too hard, that could become a very dangerous situation with your life. So you have to be very in tune with your body. And when you are doing the self-talk, you have to be in alignment so that you understand yourself. And that goes with everything in life. When you're in your alignment and when you have that mindset, then you can really connect with yourself and you can achieve so much more.
Well, I can relate, not because I've climbed Kilimanjaro, because I haven't, but I did participate many years ago in one of Harv Eker's Millionaire Mind Weekends. And one of our exercises was to climb Yamnuska out in Kananaskis. And I remember thinking, you know, they had divided up the whole mountain from the base right to the tip, which apparently was this beautiful flat plateau, and you could see for miles. So there was definitely a vision for what you were going to receive once you made it to the top. And I remember thinking, okay, here we go. I don't know how far I'm going to get, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And I got to the first marker, and I was like, oh, my God, my legs are starting to get numb. By the time I'd hit the second marker, they were numb. By the third marker, it was like, wow, I'm actually doing this. And then I did actually make it to the top. And our group actually had a gentleman who had either broken leg or broken ankle, but he was on crutches. And that was part of the assignment, was to make sure that every single team member reached the summit. And so we had to also make sure that we were pulling him along too and making sure that he got up there. And the view from the top, the plateau, was phenomenal. I have to say it was phenomenal. But exactly the same experience when it came to realizing, wow, I had no idea that I could actually do that. And what can I actually achieve in life now that I never even dreamed of as well? So didn't have to travel so far, didn't have to climb so far, didn't have the same oxygen issues, but a lot of the same after effects. So it's phenomenal. When we do those things that really stretch ourselves, it just puts the spotlight on how capable we really, really are. Amazing. And you also had earned your way across the continent too with your massage table. So share a little bit about that adventure too.
So my dream since I was very, very young was to go to Africa. When I was 5 years old, I used to watch those African infomercials and I was enamored. I even asked my mother, I was like, I want to adopt an African child. And my mother was like, well, you are a child. I'm like, okay, well, you're not. Well, you adopt one. And right then I knew I would be visiting Africa one day. And it's something that stuck with me my whole life. So when I finally decided I was going to fulfill that dream, and I was going to go to Africa, I was in Central and South America leading my volunteer project. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to Canada and I'm going to spend 6 months just working and saving money. And then I'm going to go to Africa and fulfill this dream. So I was back in Northwest Territories. And when I went to book my plane ticket, for some reason at the time, it seemed like a really good idea to book a plane ticket to Cape Town, South Africa, return from Cairo, Egypt. I figured, you know, if I'm going to go fulfill this dream, I might as well fulfill it as big as I possibly can. I thought it would take me 3 months to cross the continent, so I saved money for 3 months. However, 3 months into the trip, I'm still in South Africa, and I haven't even left the first country that I visited. I still have a whole continent to cross, and I now have no more money. So knowing my massage therapy skills are easily transferable, I decided to buy a portable massage table, and I started doing massage at the surf hostel that I was staying at, and from there I carried the table across Africa to barter my way across the continent. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. Definitely I would never do it again. However, it was the solution to a problem I had to fulfilling my dream. And I created ripple effects across the continent. I got emails from people from so many different countries telling me, like, Petrina, I'm in Mozambique. Everyone's talking about you. The girl traveling out with her massage table. Petrina, I'm in Malawi. You're famous. Everyone's talking about you. Or show up to a new country and walk in somewhere, and they're like, you're Petrina. We heard about you. Where is this massage table? And it was just because I was fulfilling my dream that I was creating this ripple effect to inspire other people to really chase their dreams in life. And that wasn't what I expected to happen. I was literally just creating a solution to my problem.
Well, one of the other words in my book that I encourage women to pay attention to is the word just. And I think I might have heard it then. I was just wanting to, and yet you were doing something that people really connected with, because so many people are sitting behind their desks every day and feeling that they're stuck and they couldn't possibly be out traveling the world and doing what you've had been doing. And so I think it's really quite engaging to watch the adventures and the travels of someone else. And certainly for those women who are not feeling particularly bold, or maybe they have young kids and, you know, it's just not an opportunity for them right now, can still participate in the adventure, but do it remotely. So thank you for sharing that adventure with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in all of these travels, I'm sensing that there is a whole bunch of wisdom and nuggets that you've picked up along the way. And I just want to take a short break for a minute, because as you know, you were talking about your book. I had also launched my book last fall. So it appeared on Amazon November 1st, and November 2nd, it hit bestseller status. And the focus of the book is all about being more mindful of the words and the language that we use. So I'm just going to run a short video.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing, all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change. The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell
of the vibrant woman she had once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our heads for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power. Add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
There we go. So I'm curious, tell me a little bit about your book. What's your book about?
So my book is based on the transformational journey of me fulfilling my dream and crossing Africa. It's every chapter is a metaphor from the biggest experiences that I had while doing that journey and my biggest takeaways. And it's being written in a way that anyone can have a takeaway from it.
Mm. Is there one nugget maybe to be like a little teaser that you can share from the book?
Oh, it depends on which part of the book you want, because there's love story, there's near-death experiences, there's a little bit of everything in my book. And really, I would say it truly is going to speak to your heart if you're looking to fulfill your dreams in life, big or small. It doesn't have to be crossing Africa. That just was for me what it was.
Mm-hmm.
However, through it all, yeah, the takeaway that you will have will be wanting to get out there and fulfill your own dreams.
Okay. It sounds lovely. When is it coming out?
It will be done by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. End of the year. So I will encourage you at the end to share a little bit more about your contact info and how people can stay in touch, so that when this amazing book comes out, that they'll be able to make sure they're already on your mailing list and ready to hear about it right away. So I was curious, when you talked about going to Africa, were you also in the same group as Sharla Brown?
No, Africa I went alone.
Okay.
Oh, you mean this trip that I went on this year?
Well, when you were talking about Brazil and the Amazon, it sounded familiar. And I was wondering if I had also heard a story with Sharla Brown. Do you know Sharla?
No.
Okay. So Sharla operates the One Woman Organization. Uh-huh. And is also helping to foster entrepreneurship in Kenya. So, yeah,
wow.
Amazing woman.
Yeah, it sounds incredible.
Okay, maybe I'll connect you after. So, lots of learnings in all of this, and you've gained quite a following. So, what is it you think that is unique about the work that you're doing right now? Because you know, writing a book can be a labor of love, not necessarily an instantly profitable venture. So tell me a little bit more about the work that you're doing right now.
Well, I do mindset and lifestyle coaching, and then I combine a lot of the natural healing modalities and things in that sense, so that women can really implement a good self-care routine so that they can raise their vibrations and live that high vibe life because, you know, the higher vibrations you have, the higher attraction rate you have as well to attract experiences, opportunities, people. And from there, I also have my YouTube channel, and I now partner with a lot of brands, and it's monetized, so that's fantastic. And I'm putting a lot of work into that. That's been kind of my little baby for the last couple of years, and now it's really taking off, which is amazing. Between that, and I also am a freelance journalist for a media company out of the UK, and one of two journalists in Canada. So that's been a totally new career path for me, something that I've never done in my life, and one of, again, the most challenging things I've taken on to date. So between that and then writing my book, I'm doing pretty good at keeping myself busy.
So the last adventure was Kilimanjaro?
Yes.
And what's the next adventure going to be?
Well, my next adventure will be going back to my other home for the winter, which is in Mallorca, Spain. And from there, I would like to take a little trip over to Asia. I've actually never been to Asia. I was booked to go a few years ago to Tibet, Nepal, and India. Those are top of my list. But then some changes happened really quickly, and then I haven't gone yet. So I'm looking more now to going and actually fulfilling that next chapter of my life. But that'll start with me going back to Spain in October.
Lovely. Well, certainly, you know, when you're, for those of you who are living in California listening to this, just keep in mind that being in Calgary in Canada in the winter can get pretty chilly. So it depends on the year, how early that starts. But I think a lot of the snowbirds decide to leave in October and don't come back until, March at the very earliest, but usually a little bit later in the year, maybe May. So good plan. What are some of the most interesting things that you've written about as a journalist, Petrina?
Well, with this journalism, it's video journalism. So with this aspect, if we're talking about this, or if you're talking about my travel writing and blogging and things, then that's a different context. Still journalism to a sense, so it just depends on which one you're asking about.
Well, you talked about being a freelance journalist, so that's okay. The piece I was curious about.
So that's video journalism. And so far, it's really just getting me out of my box because I'm going out and getting trending topics. Because what they want is real people's perspectives on trending topics. I've covered things from, you know, going plastic free here in Canada, as there's that big movement, you know, to change from plastic straws even to paper straws. And I've been talking to people on their feelings on this. Also, yesterday I actually went to Canmore because there's a community there of people that are living out of their vans. And I just find that really interesting. That's also very trending on YouTube. If you ever have one of those videos about redoing a van, it's amazing how many people watch that. So it was really interesting for me to go and interview some of these people and see, you know, their lifestyle, why they're living that way. It was just, that was a really fun one to do yesterday. Those would probably be my two biggest. I'm working on a couple series of dating in the city, and I have different generations. So it's like 50 plus dating, and then I have, you know, 30 and under. So I have some really interesting people that I'm interviewing about dating in the city. So, yeah.
Wow. So when you think about your journey overall, certainly we all have the things that are put in our path to test us or try us. And I know that there's some people that are, you know, of the belief that we actually choose our life before we even arrive here, and the challenges that we're going to go through, and we select our parents so that they are the people that are going to teach us those lessons, and we're going to really get the learning so that we can pass that on. What would you say overall, though, in this journey from, being bullied at school to where you are today, you know, if you could share, you know, three things that have made the biggest difference to helping you stay resilient and being able to rise from that level of, you know, tragedy and not necessarily having a ton of confidence to where you are now, what would you share as learnings and gifts for the listeners?
I would say absolutely, it is not about what happened to you in life. It is about how you show up.
Yeah.
Every single one of us has our own stories of trials and tribulations. And we can either let that define us or we can change that story, because the story we tell ourselves and the story we tell about ourselves is what becomes reality for us. So if you change the story to one of being a victim to things and everything bad happening to you to one of empowerment and endurance and triumph, then it's amazing how your life will start to unfold in that way. And, you know, the world will open up to you. So definitely that would be one huge one for me. And also, you are everything you need to be right now. There's always this perception of, like, I have to wait for the perfect moment or the perfect opportunity, or I have to look perfect and, you know, I can't try this new outfit until I lose 10 pounds because then it'll be perfect. There's this perception that's false. Perfection does not exist. You know, if you're always waiting for perfection, you're never going to get there. That's just a false ideal that even society puts on us. And when you let go of that and you realize, you know, if you're waiting for some day is never going to come. Some day is always going to be some day, and you're never going to achieve your goals. When you understand that you really are everything you need to be right now, and within you, you have the power to create big things exactly in this moment, how you are right now, and you're enough, that's going to change everything. That'll change the whole trajectory of your life.
Mm-hmm. You are enough. Absolutely. I was listening to an audio recently and they were talking about the concept of a seed, right? If you think about a tiny little seed, it has everything within it that it needs to grow into a massive oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have everything within us that we need. We just sometimes have to dig a little bit deeper in order to be able to see it. One of my colleagues, Linda Mears, is actually a beautiful sculptor who lives out in Salt Spring Island. She describes some of the pieces that she creates when she's carving as already being inside the rock. She just has to chip away the unnecessary rock so that the beauty and the form can be seen. And I think that it's such a lovely way of looking at life, because we're all, as you say, we're all whole. We're all special. We're all exactly what we need to be right now. And if we can just peel away the excess opinions of others, the excess baggage that we've accumulated along the way, whether that's through, you know, living in a van, living in a tiny home lifestyle, being, you know, in transit with a backpack, just a massage table. If we can peel away all the unnecessary and really shine from within, it makes a huge difference to what we're able to bring to the world. So I thank you for sharing some of your adventures and your journey with us. The experiences that you've shared, I mean, certainly I can relate to several of those moments. And, you know, as I think about, you know, what I've learned in my career and what I'm bringing forward right now, one of the most important things, which is actually coming up this week on Thursday, is helping women to step into this bolder personality. So you are, as you say, you know, whole as you already are. When it comes to women and their careers, I found that through, you know, working in senior HR roles for the last, you know, 15, 20 years, a lot of women don't have that level of confidence to actually apply for something. Women invariably don't apply unless they have, you know, 8 out of 10 of the requirements on a job posting. And while there's science about that, and I speak about that a little bit with the research in my book, it's really important to recognize and acknowledge the skills that women bring to bear to the leadership role. You've been in leadership roles. We lead, I believe, differently as women than our male counterparts do. We have that natural nurturing capability that tends to engage others. We tend to listen a little bit more closely and understand and feel how that person, we're very empathetic, feel how that person is going to be impacted if we're making a change. So I have the Bold Leaders event coming up in Calgary on Thursday. It's how bold women leaders foster innovation power for business sustainability. And my guest, Sandeep Lally, who's Dr. Sandeep, is the Calgary Chamber President and CEO, is coming to give an address at the beginning. And I'm excited to share some of the learnings of, you know, how can organizations create this culture that has more bold women stepping up and women taking leadership roles? Because as you and I have already proven, and many other women doing amazing things around the world, we have a lot of inner strength and wisdom to share. So thank you for sharing yours today. And for those who want to keep in touch with Petrina, just tell us again, where can we find out more about you, and how can they get on your mailing list so that they can be first in line when the book comes out?
Yeah, please do visit my blog, which is apursuitoflife.com. From there, you can get onto my mailing list. You can even email me, and my email is Petrina@apursuitoflife.com. And if you really want to get to know me even more, you can go to my YouTube channel, and that's just Petrina Shell. And there you will get a much more in-depth look at my mindset and my life and everything I like to share.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking time today to be on the Words, Women, and Wisdom show and sharing more about your journey. And ladies, just remember that even if you're going through something, you know, whether it's being bullied or whether it's just not believing in yourself, take heart that there are many, many women, many of them featured on the Words, Women, and Wisdom show, who've been in your shoes and have dug deep and found the inner strength to come out the other side. So I encourage you to take a look in the mirror, look at what you love about yourself, and start there as a way to build your strength and rebuild the belief that you can do anything, because Petrina and I have already proven it. So have a great week, everybody, and I look forward to being in touch with you again on the Words, Women, and Wisdom show. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.